At Studio 360, we've been collaborating on a project called Inverse. It's a multimedia experiment that brings together poets with photographers to try to document the lives of the working poor. It's sort of a 21st century version of James Agee's and Walker Evans's Depression Chronicle, Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. Studio 360's Lou Olkowski went up to Troy, New York, population 50,000, and she went along with a poet named Susan B.A. Summers Willett and a photographer, Brenda Ann Keneally. A century ago, Troy was still a fantastically thriving manufacturing town. Today, it is very much not that. This installment of our series is called Women of Troy.
Men in Troy, they're sort of like a disappearing act.
That's the poet, Susan B.A. Summers Willett.
The first day I was there, I remember two of the women were talking about somebody's baby daddy, and one of the women remarked, "Yeah, he's away. Thank God." And by away, she meant he was in prison. The way that Brenda, our photographer, describes the situation of men in Troy is that they're dodo birds, you know, kind of exotic when they're around, but they're going extinct.
Susan Summers Willett wrote 10 poems about the women of Troy, and today we'll hear three of them. And just a heads up, there's some rough language, so the segment probably isn't appropriate for very young listeners.
Nothing about these women's lives is easy. But each of the women that we met were total characters.
So I'm about to turn on my music and blast it like always. I'll be right with you.
Billie Jean Hill is really brash and loud. But she's also really tender-hearted. The poem in the Office of Temporary Assistance is about an afternoon that I spent with Billie Jean at the New York State Office of Temporary Assistance. All of the language except for the last sentence comes directly from the form. So it's a found poem.
I gotta fill out this one. New York State application for temporary assistance, which is TA, medical assistance, which is MA, Medicare savings program.
Did you know? You have the right to receive food stamps within a few days if you are eligible and have little or no money.
Answer all the questions listed below.
Do any of these apply to you?
Yes or no.
Pregnant? Need to establish paternity? Need child support? Drug or alcohol problem? Fuel or utility shut off? No place to stay? Homeless?
I gotta reapply for my food stamps.
No food?
Every 6 months, you gotta recertify.
No job?
Oh, and go let them know I do got a job and I need transportation to get back and forth to work.
Recently lost income? Pending eviction?
Do not write in shaded areas of this application.
You have the right to receive an application when you ask for it. Did you know? When was the last time you or anyone who lives with you worked?
I've had a job ever since 2005.
Are you participating in a strike? Did you know you can get WIC even if you are not a legal resident?
I think that's baloney.
What type of work would you like to do? Could you accept a job today? Are you a felon fleeing to avoid prosecution in violation of parole?
I'm a felony. I can't do nothing. I'm all the way around.
Do you live in Section 8 or other subsidized housing?
I can't get no housing, I can't get no Section 8, I can't get nothing.
Do you live in a drug or alcohol rehab facility? Did you know? We must accept your application if, at minimum, it contains your name, address, if you have one, and signature.
I've been through a lot, and people just don't understand it, but...
How long have you lived at your present address? Is this a shelter? These programs are meant to assist you only until you can fully support yourself and your family.
Obviously, because they don't want you on it for a very long time.
Did you know? If total expenses exceed income, explore how the household is meeting its obligations.
It says resource information.
Do you or anyone who lives with you have cash on hand?
Who would actually tell them that?
Stocks, bonds, or mutual funds?
Who in their right mind is going to tell you?
An IRA, KEO, 401k?
They be asking the most stupidest questions.
A safe deposit box? Life insurance? A burial fund? A burial space? Are you blind, disabled, or pregnant? Black, white, unknown? Are you a victim of domestic violence? Did you know?
Yeah, I did know, actually.
If so, when did you know it?
One of the things that just sort of captures Billie Jean for me, she wears these huge gold bamboo earrings in the shapes of hearts, and they say, I love you in the middle. I mean, they're huge, and they weigh down our ears. And I think that they really are a metaphor for the kind of love and energy that she puts out in the world. It's weighing her down because she's not really getting a lot of it back. Troy is a very patriotic city, and they have a huge Flag Day parade every year. Everybody comes out to it. Billie Jean is no exception. She had some big plans for this day. This poem is called Just a Girl, and it's read by Brenda Ann Keneally, the photographer who's been following these women of Troy for the last 6 years.
My sister had her babies today! My sister had her babies!
Her sister's water broke this morning and her Cymbalta's not working, and she's soon to be homeless because those twin nephews are fast on their way.
If one of us ain't out by the first, they's giving eviction orders for both of us, so I really don't have nowhere to live. I don't have no job.
But today, her ex-lover's baby mother is going to be at the Flag Day parade.
This year I'm doing things a little different.
And she's lost weight, and hell if she's not going to look tight and fine.
I'm out here looking to cause trouble.
So she spanks on the elastic of her best tube dress and props each pale leg on the sink for a quick dry shave and straps on her $5 sandals, the ones with rhinestones gleaming over clear plastic heels.
Come on, let's go straight.
And with three boys in tow and her sister's toddler in a stroller, she struts down the parade route past a tall Uncle Sam while men swear, God damn, in the direction of her glorious and soft American ass.
This is what I live for.
This is why I go outside.
You should have saw it the other day when I had on. Oh my God, I swear to God, I could not get that on block.
And the spectating girls jiggle their babies and smack their lips, talking this, that, and the third about her as her epic hollow hearts of gold bamboo swing low in each ear, winking, I love you, in silver script.
That's Lockheed's baby mother over there.
And when she turns to witness her ex's baby mother suck her teeth, the tattoo on her neck flexes the words, just a girl, like the Michael Jackson song. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one.
I wish I had a f***ing gun because I would shoot that bitch. I'm gonna go get him back. I'll just wait. I'll wait for my turn.
And when she turns, the street lights up behind her with the shine of trumpets, cymbals crash, and the dancing girls of Troy High throw their glittering foil hoops in the air.
I'm going to the store real quick. Get a big thing of juice.
No, I see.
No, you're not getting no high tea. There ain't no orders. I'm going to get one big thing of fruit punch, and that's it.
That afternoon on her way to the store, Billie Jean smiles at the driver of a passing van.
You got a camera?
As he hoots to his nephew.
Hey, boy. Hey. One day. Look, son, look at that. You see that? One day you'll have something like that, bro.
And she strikes back.
So you got a camera? If you take a picture, it'll last a lot longer.
And poses low and leggy on a stoop.
I just need a picture.
With a face to it, or just that? There's no face.
And a number if it's possible.
You could.
And he takes her picture with his phone.
You know what I want, girl. Don't play with me.
You want the
I want you to give it to Daddy. There you go.
Saves it with her number.
All right. That was a good one, huh?
So he can say to his friends, take a look at my new baby, Billie Jean.
It's Billie Jean. That's how we do it.
This girl who is not his lover, but who may be. Possibly and soon.
What's your number?
4882. Because this girl has the look of love, the look of the brokenhearted. Her bent-over body glows in his phone just for him, and she wears this expression of what might be a promise, what might be trouble.
Put my number down!
This image of her fading in the palm of his hand as her sweet ass switches its way down the block and makes a grown man exclaim, God bless America.
I'm bad, right?
God bless America.
Oh, you know what? I never got the kids nothing to drink. Sorry, guys. We'll get something to drink, I promise, right?
That's the voice of Billie Jean Hill of Troy, New York. The poem Just a Girl was read by Brenda Ann Keneally, and you can see her photographs at our website, studio360.org. We'll hear some more from the people of Troy and the poems about them in a minute. I'm Kurt Anderson. That's just ahead today in Studio 360 from PRI and WNYC. Stay with us. ¶¶